Okay, today's shir is Vachim Daf Ches. Today's shir is sponsored L'Zecher Nishmas Michal Ben Zvi Hirsch, Mr. Milton Shulman, whose yard site is today, Michal Ben Zvi Hirsch, sponsored by his children, his grandchildren, and his great-grandchildren, Neshama Shehaven Aliyah, Michal Ben Zvi Hirsch. Okay, we continue with the Gemara on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We are in the sugyas of Pesach. Gemara says that we know from the Mishnah on Daf Beis that Karban Pesach Bismano and Echatas all the time are Pasul Shelo Lishma, because there the connection to the owner is very definitional, and therefore if you don't have the connection to the owner, it cannot exist as kosher and Lo Alu L'Bayalim L'Shem Chova, but it is Pasul. So the Gemara quoted one source from Shechita, and the Gemara said, how do you know the other Avodos? The Gemara had the line, Ho Ava Gali Gali. Once you're Megala by Shechita, so then it's Megula by all the other Avodos. We mentioned yesterday that this is unique by Karban Pesach, by the other Sugyas, on Daf Dalet, and we're going to have on Daf Ches in a minute, that you don't find this generally by, how do you know, by other Karbanos, that all the Avodos have a certain Halacha. But this might be based on the Ar Sameach that we mentioned back earlier in the Masechta, that there's a major difference. We mentioned this on Daf Dalet, Ar Sameach and Hilchos Karban Pesach, Beis Vav. Shechita is all about Heter Achila, Zrika is all about Leratzos. To be Maratza, to bring Kabbarah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you say that's true, Karban Pesach, there are many rayas that Karban Pesach has more of an ikar regarding eating than other karbanis. The ikar is lachila, even if it's rapetumah, it's the only carbon that is nachal. So therefore, maybe dafka by Karban Pesach, once you have a source by Shechita, then all the other avodos follow suit because they are considered secondary. Unlike other karbanos where the avodos might each be independent and therefore you require separate sources. Okay, that was the Hova Gully Gully. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi though says, Hova Gully Gully Lo Amrinan. Ravashi rejects all this and he says, we're about 12 lines up from the bottom. Hova Gully Gully Lo Amrinan. You don't say this principle of Hova Gully Gully. If you reveal in one place, it's revealed in another place. Ella, but rather, Avodos we know. And how do you know the Avodos by Karban Pesach? Tchsiv says the Pasuk at the end of the whole parsha of Karbanos. Zos HaTorah La'ola Ulamincha V'chulu L'chatas. You have the Pasuk at the end, which puts together all the Karbanos in a Pasuk. V'tanya, the Brisa says, B'yom Sabo Soez B'nei Yisrael La'hakrivas Karbanayhem. On the day that B'nei Yisrael sacrificed their sacrifices, Ze B'char U'maiser V'Pesach. That's including B'char Maiser V'Pesach, which are all Karbanos that B'nai Yisrael bring for themselves. Hikishu akasat l'shlamim, and the Kapazik Kabir is all of these Karbanos to Shlamim. Ma Shlamim, just like by Shlamim we learned already. Bein Shini Kodesh, Bein Shini Bailim, Be'inon L'mitzvah. Just like by Shlamim, you need all the right Kavanis. L'charchila, Af, Kol, so to all Karbanos. Bein Shini Kodesh, Bein Shini Bailim, L'mitzvah. So to all Karbanos, you require the right Kavana, L'charchila. And then go one step further, ukishlamim, and then compare it to shlamim another way. Ma shlamim, bein zvicha, bein shar avodos. Just like by shlamim, there's no difference between the avodos, lo chilaktim and la mitzvah. They're all needed, lechad chila, for the mitzvah. Af pesach, lo tachluk bo, bein zvicha, le shar avodos, le akev. So do Karban Pesach. Once we know by one of the avodos by Karban Pesach, it's le'ikuva, by shchita. So too, don't be mechalik between other avodos, and they are all, require kavana li'ikuva by Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara then, Ela hu lamali. So what do you need the hu for, which we darshan earlier, to teach me other halachos? We'll learn la'akev. That was the first discussion that we had yesterday. Kid Tanya, because the brisa that we learned yesterday, we had this already. Nemar b'pesach hu b'shchita la'akev. Aval asham lo nemar bo hu el la'acharak tarasi murin v'hu atzma shalok dure murin emur of kasher. It says the word hu both by Karban Pesach and by asham. There are two different ways we darshan it. By Karban Pesach, we darshan it to contrast to asham, because the hu by asham is written after the entire avodah takes place, only by the burning of the leftovers, the fats, haktaras emurin. So that can't be teaching me that something is li'ikuva, because the whole haktaras emurin is not li'ikuva. Even if you don't burn the fats, it is still going to be a kosher avod and a kosher carbon. So that's the who. Those who's are to contrast Karban Pesach and Shechita. By Shechita, it's ma'akev. By Pesach, but by Asham, Hatarasi Simurin is not la'akev. Okay, that's just finished up what we were doing yesterday. So now we have the sugyas of Chatas. we had already a little bit yesterday. Different types of chatas. If you shat one chatas for another chatas, you mentioned chatas chelot, chatas dam. If you shat the chatas for somebody who's mechuyev a chatas, mechuyev an ola. So now we get to other sugyas of chatas. So chatas bin ola. So we mentioned part of this gemara already, but now we're going to have it laid out. How do you know by chatas that it is unique and shalol lishma is pasul? Just like we had by Pesach, how do you know by chatas? So dechziv v'shachat osa l'chatas shehetehei shchita l'shem chatas shech it for chatas to teach me that it shchita has to be specifically l'shem chatas. Ashachat shchita kabbalah minalan fight by shchita not by kabbalah. How do you know this? The Gemara does not say hova gali gali. That's the diak. Only said it by Pesach. Dechziv. So how do you know kabbalah sadam v'lakacha kohen midam chatas? The kohen takes from the dam shehetehei kabbalah l'shem chatas. The Kabbalah Shvi L'Shem Chatas. How do you get that from the word V'lakach? So Rashi says, Lashon Kabbalahu. He takes. Because what's the first step in taking? You got to catch the blood. You got to catch it after you shecht it, and then take it. V'yashkechon Shchita V'Kabbalah. So finally, you know Shchita Kabbalah Zrika Minalan. Where do you know Zrika? Avoda number 4. The Amar Krokas. The Pasuk says, V'chipra Allah V'kohen Mechataso. The Kohen will bring Kapara from his chatas. What's kapara? Which element is most of the avod is kapara? That's zrika. Shedehei kapara l'shem chatas. So again, we know that also you see the kapara in the same pasuk as mechataso. Where's halacha? Where's halacha? So halacha in many gemaras is missing. Shechita kabbalah halacha zrika. So again, Rashi says here on top, halacha lo istrikra. Debechlal kabbalah hid misrabulei. It's included in kabbalah. We mentioned earlier the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel where we have a machlokes whether any machshava passels by halacha. So we pass it, yes, but Reb Shimon says no. Why? Because you can get away without Kabbalah. But in many areas we find that halacha is lav avodahi. Halacha is somewhat inferior than the other avodas. The Gemara also says, as we'll see, Beis Hashem later, shchita lav avodahi. And a servant says, shchita is different. So out of the four avodos, you find two of them that are different than the rest. So we'll have to see what makes Zrika unique. Zrika is a for sure an avoda, but it also has its uniqueness. Both by halacha and by shchita, we find sometimes that their standards are less. So sometimes you don't even need makoros for halacha, because it's included in Kabbalah, as we had earlier on Dav Dalet. So says the Gemara, Ashkechad Shini Kodesh. So fine, I know Shini Kodesh by Karban Chatas is going to be a psul li'ikuva. Shinui Bailim Minalan. What about Shini Bailim? Amar Kra, a love. A love, velo al chaveiro. So, a love, it has to be shechted for him and not for his friend. And if it's shechted for a friend, it's going to be pasul. Ashrechan le mitzvah, la'aki minolan. Fine, this is lechachila. How do I know le'ikuva? How do I know le'ikuva? As we know by kachim, shana hakasav la'akev. You need it to be repeated in order to make a le'ikuva. Kedam rafuna, braider of Yeshua, chatas chataso. As he darshes elsewhere, it says chatas chataso, the extra letter. So hachanami chatas chataso. So to here, he darshes the extra letter to teach me that it is li'ikuva. Ashkechad, says the Gemara, you need for every detail, you need a source. Ashkechad mitzvah, b'shini kodesh. So fine, you learn l'chadchila by shini kodesh. Uzrika b'shini b'ilim, and zrika for shini b'ilim, bein l'mitzvah bein l'akev, because this last pasuk is by zrika, v'chipar mechataso. So you say the zrika, you have an extra li'ikuva. But la'akev b'chal avodas b'shini kodesh. How do you know when it's shalol lishma for a different carbon by all the other avodos? U'bishar avodas b'shini b'ilim, and even the non-zrika avodas b'shini b'ilim, bein l'mitzvah bein l'akev minalan, meaning fill in all the blanks. You need two psukim for each avoda, both by shini kodesh and by shini b'ilim. So how do you know all the other psukim? So Amar Biona Asya Mechatas Nazir. Learn it from the chatas that a carbon chatas that the Nazir brings. Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says in Nazirus, in Parshas Naso, the Hekar Vakoin Lefnei Hashem, Vasas Chataso Bezolaso. Shehi Kol Asiyos L'Shem Chatas. So there too it says, Vasa Chataso, all of its Asiyos should be L'Shem Chatas. So Gemara says this without making much fanfare, but if you think about it, lumdus wise, it's very serious limud here. Could you compare chatas nazir and a chatas chelev, a chatas brod al chet? Okay, they're both a carbon chatas. And we gave different ideas about why a nazir brings a carbon chatas. Rambam, whether he was wrong for prohibiting himself from taking part in the world, and the Ramban, prohibiting so he's not going to continue to be a nazir. Okay, but that's all somewhat drush. But you want to say that it's halachically, you can learn halachas from chatas nazir to chatas chelev to other averus? That's a bechidish. So Gemara at this point thinks, yes, they're both chatas, and therefore you can put them all together. It's the same avoda, but is chatas nazir considered ba'al chait? L'chor or not? It's not ba'al chait like the other ones. So, but still, the Gemara assumes that you're able to learn one from the other. It's a similar question we're going to ask in a couple of lines. We're going to try to learn from Chatas Mitzora. Chatas Mitzora. Okay, Mitzora, you get Saras because he spoke Lashon Hara, but the Karban Chatas is because of that Lashon Hara. It is also Lachora, it's not Baal Chait. So sometimes you find these sources, could you learn regular Chatos from these other types of Karbanas Chatas? The Gemara assumes at this point, yes. Continuing, fine, this teaches me Shini Kodesh from Chatas Nazir. What about, how do you know Shini Bailim? If you switch the owner, so says the take out the next year. So Amrav Huna, Braid Rev Yoshua, Chatas Chataso. So you learn it from there, also by carbon Chatas Nazir. It says Chataso. So the extra could have just said Vasas Chatas, because you know which carbon we're talking about, so that extra word chataso teaches me shini bailam. Mask of la ravina elameata. If you're being medayek in the possessive letters by chatas nazir, so be medayek in all the letters by chatas nazir. Olas olaso my darish debe. Ula ravina minchas minchaso nesach minisko my darish debe. Behu. You have all these possessive letters. So what do you learn from nisko olaso minchaso? So what do you learn from all these other letters? So the Gemara says, here, you learn as follows. Hahu mi baile min chasam min iskehem balayla min chasam min iskehem afilu l'machar. From the other letters, you learn the halacha that if there are certain karbanos that you have to bring wine with, niskehem, wine libations with, the halacha is, if you don't bring it with the karban, you can bring it the following day. If I have to bring Nesachim for with my Shlamim, and I bring it one day, bring my Shlamim on Tuesday, I can bring my Nesachim on Wednesday. That's the Lacha. You can bring Nesachim that night. You can bring your Nesachim even the next day. That's what the halacha is. We'll get to more of that in a second. Ella olas olaso my darash shabahu. Boy, so that explains the mincha and the Nesachim. What about olas olaso? What about that? Visu and also migamri mehadati. Can you compare the two? This was our point before. Maybe the Gemara is rejecting that now. How could you compare Chatas Chelev from Chatas Nazir? Chatas Chelev as any regular Chatas, any plain Chatas, regular, even though it comes for 36 Averis, they're called Chatas Chelev. Why is it called Chatas Chelev? There are many Averis that you can be Chayav Karban Chatas for. It's called Chatas Chelev. So some suggest because right before the Parsha of Chatas, in Parsha of Vayikra, it says Kol Chelev V'Chol Dam Lo So Chelev. It's right next to it. Rashi says here, it's the most shchiach. Rashi says in Dibur Maskel, mi gamri. Stam chatas kari chatas chelev. Mishum de shchicha tvei. It's so common. It's so common to eat chelev. Okay, that's Rashi. It's the most common. But a stam chatas is chatas chelev. So how can you learn chatas chelev from chatas nazir? Lo gamra. You can't learn it from one from the other. Shekein yeshima dabam achirim. Chatas nazir has dabam achirim. What does that mean? It's part of a set. There's other bloods with it. There are other kamanas brought with it. Meaning, that could underlying mean, this is a different type of karban chatas. A karban chatas that's baal chait normally, it's a plane, it's separate, and it comes al chait. This is part of a set of karmanos that a nazir brings. How could you compare the two? And the other way, chatas nazir mechatas chelev lo gamra shekin kares. You can't learn it the other way, chatas chelev from nazir from chatas, because chatas chelev has karis associated with it, if you would have done it b'mezid. So therefore, we knock out that source, we're going to have to come to another source. But going back for a minute, this halacha was quoted that if you bring a karban and you want to bring the nesachim that go along with it, you can bring it that night or the next day. Tosfos here has one line, which is somewhat unclear. Menachasim and Iskehem. It's even four words in Tosas. Afilu b'machar, look what Tosas says. Lav mehai krakadarish. Not really, the Gemara didn't really quote the right pasuk. What does that mean? So the Sfas Emes says, well, you got to look at the parallel Tosas and Menachas. Here Tosas is Mekatzer. The Sfas Emes here says Tosas and Menachas is more mefurish. In Menachas memdal mebeis, Tosas, this Gemara is quoted there, and Tosas says there, an interesting yesod. Sometimes Tosfos says the Gemara will quote a pasuk that's similar to the right pasuk, but won't quote the right pasuk because people are more familiar with the pasuk that's being quoted. So it's a good way to remember But it's not that that is the real pasuk. Amazing. Tosfos says, right there, minchasam v'niskehem, says Tosfos, v'derech hashas lahavi al hapasuk harahut b'shnei drashos afal gav denafki mikra achrini. Even though the right pasuk is the next pasuk, the previous pasuk, but it'll quote the one that people know. So here it says, that's what Tosfos is referring to here. Min chasam and iskehem. Right, people know that pasuk maybe from the laning. So therefore, Tosfos says he quotes that and says, Tosfos, look at the, he quotes five other examples where the Gemara does not quote the exact correct pasuk that we're darshaning from. Kehid, the Shedach Nurim Lavia, the Chen Vihisalamta, Sefer Karsavin Devarachar Kosa, Moser Pe, all these examples that Tosfos assumes it's not the exact words. Maybe it's the continuation, maybe it's the previous, but it'll quote the more famous one so people could remember it. Okay, point number one. The other issue brought up here in the Rishonim is this a lechatchila to bring a karban and bring the nesachim the next day? Is there anything wrong with that? Should you try to bring your nesachim with the karban? There's not all karbanos, chatas and ashim do not have nesachim associated with it. But an ola and a shlamim, I think, that they have, you bring wine along with the karban. And we know the wine is poured on the mizbeach. Every day of the year there were nesachim brought that on the mizbeach. 7 days a year, there was water also poured on the Mizbeach. That's Sukkot, Nisach HaMayim. But Nisach HaYayin is every day of the year. So, is there, the Gemara here establishes the halacha that you can bring in Nisachim that night. You can bring in Nisachim the next day. So is there any lechatchila to do it on the same, at the same day? So Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah is Mechalik. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed. What does the Mishnah say there? The Mishnah says, we know the Mishnah. It used to be that they accepted Eidus HaChodesh the entire day. Whenever Adam came and said they saw the moon, even 3 minutes before Shkia, we accept them. And then we say, oh, today's Rosh Chodesh, you saw the moon. But we show no how you make Adam Rosh Chodesh Kalayom. Pamachas, but what happened, Nishtau Adam Milavo, one time Adam came all the way at the end of the day, Viniskalkalu HaLeviim Bashir. And the Leviim messed up in terms of the shir that they're supposed to say. The Leviim sung different shir, different prakam of Tehillim every day. And the question is, you sing different ones for weekdays, for Rosh Chodesh, for other days. So the Leviim messed up because they sung, and then the Eidim didn't come until all the way at the end of the day. So they messed up in the Shir. So it's Kinos, that's why they made a Takana, not to accept Eidim until earlier in the day. So Tosfos there asks, Umeyu Yesh L'Tamua, Amayin is Kalkalu Bashir, why'd they mess up? V'halo B'shas Nisachim Haya Hashir. When they poured the wine, that's when the Leviim sung, Kidamrinam B'chal Duchta, like it says in Brachas, Ain Over Shira El Al Yayin. First daf in the sixth parak, you only say Shira by wine, V'isa Parak B'sheni De'erachin, V'yachol Ahamtin, Milahavi Nisachim El Alayla. You can bring the Nisachim at night, and then you'll sing then. No problem. Why they messed up in the Shir? Or Alamachar? Kedisva Kometzuta. To maybe Adam Zivcho Hayom and Nischo Mikan Vasara Yamim. You can bring the Nisachim of a Karban for 10 days. Or Perpezit Tzmura. Minchasav Rizkeyem Afilu Belaila. Argamar. Minchasav Rizkeyem Afilu Alamachar. Say as Tosfos. What's the whole Mishnah that we all know? Then Niskalko Lavim Bashir. Why they mess up? Why didn't they just wait? They weren't sure, maybe it'll be Rosh Chodesh today? So don't do sing Shira yet. Wait till the Nisachim are brought that night, and sing when you bring those. Answers, Tosfos, V'nira li, D'lechatchila, Yesh lahavi Nisachim emazavach. Here it is. Our Gemara is a b'di'eved. But really, lechatchila, your Nisachim should be brought with the karban. The maybe balayla, ein yachalo mar Shira. Because if you bring it at night, you can't sing Shira. And there's lechatchila, Shira's only by Yom. If you bring it at night, it's not going to be. Because I'm reading Perak Sheni De'erachin. Maka Parabiyam Avshir Bayom. Ula Machar Nami. Even if you bring it the next day, there's a suffix over there in Erachin Daf Yud Beis whether you would sing Shira. And therefore, there's a lachadchila to bring the Nesachim along with the Karban so you can say the Shira. Bahadamar Rameir Hassam, the Shir Ma'akiv HaKarban, Hainu, and then the Rameir says there that you need the Shir for the Karban, that's only Nesachim that go with the Zevach, B'Shash Shchita, but if it's later, you don't have a problem. Then Tosfos says at the end, this only applies by Karbanus Tzibur, is there a Lachadchila to bring it so you could say Shira. Aval, B'Karban Yachid, De'ain Ton Shira, De'ain Omrim Shira, Elal Karban Tzibur, Kavu Alem Zman, then there's no Lachadchila. You could bring it later, even Lachadchila. That is Tosfos right here in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed, who sets the halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa, by a carbon sibur at least, says Tosfos. Tosfos says you have to bring the nesachim with the carbon, b'diyev, because you want to be able to sing. Mashen came when it comes to a carbon yachid. So the karanorah, the turei even on that Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, just asks a kasha. And that is, we know from elsewhere. The Gemara says in Psachim, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Right, beloved is a mitzvah in its proper time. What's the source for that principle of chaviv mitzvah b'shaita? Because if you have a karban, the Shabbos tamid, the karban tamid that's brought on Shabbos, so we know you're allowed to bring it. Because even though it's a malacha, you're allowed to bring it. And yet, we know not only could you bring it, but you could do the hekter chalavim beivarim on Shabbos. You could bring the burning of the fats and the limbs. Aye, why don't you just wait till that night? You could burn it overnight. You don't have to be machal Shabbos. Hekter chalavim beivarim, just wait till Mosi Shabbos. The answer is chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. Beloved is the mitzvah in its proper time. That's what the Gemara says. So ask the Torah Yevan, how does the Gemara know that Hekter Chalavim Veivarim are done? That's a raya to prove Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. Maybe Hekter Chalavim Veivarim are done during the day because you have to do them before you bring the Nesachim. And you want to bring the Nesachim during the day because you want to sing. And that's why everything is during the day. Not because of Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. The reason that is all done during the day is because you want to sing during the day. And that's why it's doche. That's his question, Sarachi, and he tries to answer it, but that's his kasha. How do you know chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, based on the fact that hekter chalavim veivarim, the burning of the fats and limbs, are allowed on Shabbos afternoon? Maybe they're only allowed Shabbos afternoon because you have to bring them before you bring the nesachim, and you want to bring the nesachim during the day because you want to be able to sing like Tosfos said.
It's also
see, no, but that's not just chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. Chaviv mitzvah b'shaita would mean that you're not going to lose anything by doing it later. Here, you're going to lose. That's why it's that. That's why you want to do it now because
you're going to lose the
shir,
which is the mitzvah.
You're going to chaviva mitzvah. Okay, I'm saying you're losing the mitzvah. Chaviva b'shaita. Usually, we thought is you could do it later, you could do it now. Same thing. Do it now because it's sooner. But that's his question. But related to what you said, we mentioned this in the Sefer Mitzvah Shir yesterday, 2 days ago. Okay, whenever it comes up, it's good to mention because not everyone who listens to the Sefer Mitzvah Shir listens to the Daf, and not everybody who listens to the Daf listens to the Sefer Mitzvah Shir, and that is. Halavai, we should all learn together everything. But says the Minchas Asher in Bereishis, Simen Chav Beis, that there are four principles that are very similar that Rishonim, he assumes, use interchangeably, but he thinks they're Meduyuk in Chazal. Zriza Matim ala Mitzvahs, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, Ein Ma'aviran ala Mitzvahs, Shihuye Mitzvah lo Mashinan. Those are very similar principles. But says the Rav Asher Weiss, I think they're all unique. Zriza Makdim in the Mitzvahs, says Rav Asher Weiss, is used whenever you have a focus on a Maisa HaMitzvah. To do a Maisa, do it now. Right? He says, why don't we do weddings in the morning? Right? Nobody makes a wedding after the 6:30 minyan. Right? You only have a bris. Right? Why do you have chalitza in the morning? Why are some mitzvahs you do Zriza Makdim and others not? Assumes Rav Asher Weiss, because only mitzvahs that have a Maisa focus, so assuming Mila has a Maisa focus, do you have Zerizim. But if there's a result orientation, okay, you'll get the result in a couple hours. That's where you find Zerizim. Shihuye mitzvah lo mashinan. Don't delay a mitzvah. Where does that come up? That comes up in Yevamis, he says, in cases where you want to do a mitzvah now because you're worried that if you don't do it now, you might not ever do it. In a case where you're worried about an older brother coming to do Yibum, do you wait for him to come from Dinas Ayam? The Gemara says, no, you don't delay. Why? Because something might happen in the interim. That's Shuhuye Mitzvah, because it could be a worry, something might happen. Shuhuye Mitzvah Lo Mashinan. Number two, it talks about Kiddush Levana. That's the principle that's called Shuhuye Mitzvah. Right? Do you do Kiddush Levana earlier, before Yom Kippur, before Tisha B'Av? Do you wait? The post gives Shuhuye Mitzvah. Why? Because there, you might not ever do it. Might be cloudy the rest of the time. Halavai, we should have some clouds and some rain in this country, right? Number three, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Where does that come up? That comes up where there's a better time to do a mitzvah and a worse time to do a mitzvah. Iker time and Tafel time. That's where you have Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. That's Meduk B'Shaita in its time. That's right here. Chaviva Mitzvah Hekter Chalavim Veivarim. Doing the carbon at a certain time because that is the best time to do it. And finally, the fourth, Ein Ma'aviran ala Mitzvahs. Where do you have that? Don't pass over mitzvahs. So that you have a couple of types. You have a couple of types. Number one, you have two mitzvahs in front of you. So you got to do the mitzvah that comes first. That's why we put our talis into our tefillin bag second, so we touch our talis first. Ein Ma'aviran ala Mitzvahs. Because once if I pick up my tefillin first, I got to put on my tefillin before my talis. That the halacha of talis before tefillin is not li'ikuva. Only shel yad before shel rosh is li'ikuva. But talis before tefillin is not. After all, I mentioned, if you're not married, you're wearing your tefillin, you get an aliyah, you put on a talis. You could do it in the other order. So that's Ein Ma'aviran ala Mitzvahs. It should always be arranged in a way that I don't pass over one mitzvah. Or Makom HaMitzvah. Makom HaMitzvah. The Gemara says in Yuma that when the Kohen comes into the Mizbeach HaZav, he's got to sprinkle on the first corner that he gets to. Ein Ma'aviran ala Mitzvahs. First corner of the Mizbeach HaZav. or zman ha-mitzvah, he says. Diyesh beiz zmanim ha-ru'yim l'kayim b'yam ha-mitzvah. En labra zman ha-rishon u'l'kayim b'zman ha-sheni. Talks about if you have two Adars this year, in Mavir and Allah Mitzvahs, according to at least one Shita, is it better to do Purim in the first Adar or the second Adar? We hold the second Adar because we want to put Purim and Pesach a month from each other. But the other Manda Amr, the other Tana, holds Ein Mavirin in that context as well. So these are four different principles. What came up here was Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. That's the Turi Evan on the Tosis that we quoted. And that is that this whole halacha is a Din Bidi Eved. L'chadchila was supposed to bring the Nesachim along with the carbon so that you can sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu along with the carbon. Okay, back to the Gemara. So what did we do so far? We're trying to bring sources for Shelo Lishma, Shelo Lishem Bailim, by carbon chatas, by all carbonous chatas, and by all the avodos. So we gotta try to cover our bases. So we try to bring a raya from a chatas nazir. That didn't work, because the Gemara said, no, they're too different. Chatas nazir and chatas chilev are too different from each other. So the Gemara says, El Amarava, right by the test of the Shita Mekubetzes, El Amarava, I have a different possible source. Asya Michatas Mitzora. I learned it from Mitzora. Dechsev asa kohen es chachadash yukolas yosel l'shem chatas. So again, if you think about it in our lumdis framework, what is Mitzora anywhere closer to a regular chatas than a nazir? They're both unusual. They're both very different. But the Gemara, even after rejecting nazir, brings a Mitzora as if to say, no, this is closer to chatas chelav. This has an aveir related to it. It's closer to baal chait. Right, you might just read this as psukim, but there's a lot behind these psukim. So that's the try. So the Gemara says, "Achron shini kodesh shini baylam minalei head of shini baylam." Amar kodesh, the same thing. V'chiper al hamita her v'chulu. So you bring kapara for the one that's getting purified. Al hamita her ze v'lo al hamita her chaveiro. Only for this one it works, and not for any others. V'yakadi miyavi miyadadis. Now we again reject it. How can you learn from the other? Chatas chelam michatas b'sar lo yalfa. Why? Shekin yishima de machirim. Again. Chatas Mitzora is part of a set of karbanos. This isn't a regular carbon for a chait. So how can you compare the two? Chatas Mitzora, Mechatas Chelev, Nigmar Shekin Kares. So the Gemara says you can't learn from Chatas Chelev. You can't learn it Chatas Chelev, Chatas Nazar, Chatas Mitzora. It's all three are different. You can't learn one from the other. So the Gemara says, okay, Chada Michada Lo Asya. One from one you can't learn. Tesi Chada Bitarti. How about you just leave one of these out? One of them are extra. You learn one from two. So could you do that? Put two together. So the Gemara says, Behelo Lichtov. Which one are you going to leave out? Lo Lichtov Rachmana Bechatas Chelev. If you're not going to write it by a regular Chatas. V'teisi mihanach and learn Chatas Chelev. The regular Chatas from the other two. Malahanach Shken Yishim Ahayim Dama Macherim. No. Mitzora and Nazir are different. Because those are part of sets. You can't learn from them two regular Chatas. That didn't work. Lo lifter rechmana v'chatas nazir v'teisi mihanach. Why don't you learn from chatas chelav and mitzora malahanach shekein ein lohen she'ela? Ooh, a nazir could retract his word whenever he wants. He could go to a chacham and say, "Oh, if I knew it would be so difficult, I don't want to be a nazir." She'ela, he could be shoel his naziris. So therefore, you see that carbon, he could get out of his whole status. So his whole chatas is different. Because you can get out of the status, Masha'en Kain what? Masha'en Kain by Mitzora and a regular Chatas, you cannot be Shoel on. That really true? Okay, you can't get out of a regular Chatas. You did an Aveir, you got to bring a Chatas. What about a regular, I'm sorry, we can't get out of Mitzora. What about a regular carbon? You can't be Shoel on a carbon, you can be Shoel on Hektish. You can't do Tzmura. I can't say, I want to bring this carbon instead of that carbon. That's an Aveir and they're both Hektish. But if I want to be Shoel on Hektish? If I would have known, I didn't know this carbon. Can be shol on hektish. The halach is, yeah, you can be shol on hektish. Yes, the achronim. What's the Gemara talking about? The contrast is, you can be shol on naziris, but you can't be shol on hektish. You can. Bira mefarshim. Sha'af shegam hektish yeshno b'she'ela. Sha'adam shehektish carbon yocholi hishar lalav. You can be mashal on a carbon. It's like a neder. Just like I can be shol on a neder, you can be shol on a carbon. So im kain kol chatos yeshdan b'sheila sha'adam sheikdash karban yachol yishal alav. So what's the Gemara talking about? Two answers. Number one, you can only be shol on a karban up until the time you give it to the gizbar. You give it to the Beis Hamikdash treasury. The second you give it to the Beis Hamikdash treasury, you finished. You can't be shol anymore. It's too late. By nazir, the whole naziris you could be shoel. But says the ksos quotes this as simon reish, that the second that you give it to the gizbar, no longer is shehela possible. And that's what we were talking about. Mashenki by nazir. Afilu v'achar shekvar boh karbon liad haKohen, he can be shoel on his nazirus, and memela, the carbon turns into a nadava. Right? He can't be the carbon itself, he can't do directly anything to the carbon, but he can be shoel on his gavra, on his nazirus. That is the first answer given. Even though he can be shoel, there is a limit. There is a limit. The Briska Rav has a little different formulation. I'm sorry. The question is why? Why is there a limit? But when you come into the base of the Mikdash, like Sos, and that Simon, and Simon Reish says that the reason that you can no longer, up until the time you bring it to the base of Mikdash, should be shoel, not afterwards. Why? Because up until the time you bring it to the base of Mikdash, it's asi dibur mafatel dibur. It's just words. I was Makdash, I'll be Mashil. The second you gave it to the base of Mikdash, there's a Kinyan. There's a Maisa. Once there's a Maisa, lo asi dibur mevatel Maisa, says the Ksos. And therefore it is too late. Ksos, Simon Reish, Sif, Katan, Aleph. The Briska Rav in Nazir has a different shot. He says, Dish din she'ela hu chelek mi din haneder. V'kayam kol zman she'haneder kayam. As long as I made a promise, if it's still called a promise, then I could be shoel on it. If it's still called, I was makdash this, then up until the time I give it to the Beis HaMikdash, it's still called a promise. Once I give it to the Beis HaMikdash, it has been fulfilled. The nether no longer exists. I've already acted based upon it, and now it's a carbon. So it's no longer a promise. It's finished. Right? Once you give something to the Beis HaMikdash, what? It's still, you sold something to the Beis HaMikdash. You gave it as a present. So it's called a present until it's used? No, now it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. It's finished. So says the Briska Rav, once you give it to the Beis HaMikdash, it's no longer a nether. They give you shovel on. It loses that. So it's a little different than Exos, which just says, Lo asi diver umavatel maisa. But that is all answer number one.
Fundamentally speaking, when you say you can be shoel on a katos, but then you still got to bring it. Ah,
that's the second answer given. Second answer is that even if you want to say you want to be shoel on a katos, it's still different. Because when you're shoel on a zerus, there's nothing that exists and there's nothing left. I'm shoel on a zerus, now I'm nothing, I'm a person, I'm a head yot. By heptish, even if you want to be shoel on this carbon, you're still chayav to bring another carbon. So that's not you're still mechuyif legavra. Find this carbon you were shoel on. You don't want to bring this animal. So you have to bring a different animal. So that's the difference. There's still, you can't be shoel to get rid of everything. That's the second answer given by the Achronim relating to how this is. That's the difference. That's the Maharsham. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara then, anyways, in the middle of discussion, you can't learn even one from two. So where are we up to? So lo lichtov. Interesting question I saw by the Achronim. I didn't really see a big discussion of this. What if you could be shoel on a carbon? How could you ever be violate shchutei chutz? After you shaft the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're chayiv misa. You should be shoel on the carbon. It wasn't a carbon. And how do you ever have the chiyuv of shchutei chutz unless it's too late? Once you're makrovit, is it too late? You never brought it into the Beis HaMikdash. So it's an interesting question. It's always a sort of suffix. You might be shoel on it. Okay. Anyway. So lo lichta rachmana b'chavis mitzora. So how about leave out mitzora? V'tesi mihadachan. Right? The other two. Right? Chelev and nazir. So the guy says, no. Malahanashkin ain't bon bedalus. No. That's different. But the chavis mitzora is unique. It's that it's an olav yored. A chavis mitzora is an olav yored. Depending on your tax bracket will determine which carbon that you bring. So most chatos are called chavis kavuas. You have to bring a female Kesev, I think a kispa. A female, that's a regular chatas. Once in a while, you have chatos that are olav yoreds. So one of them is a chatas mitzora. The other ones we're going to get to. There are a couple of averas that always bring olav yoreds. We'll get to that on top of them a base. Bezrat Hashem. So Gemara rejects that. You can't learn one from two. So El Amakra, Nazir didn't work, mitzora didn't work. We're still trying to find the source. How do you know all these kavanis are li'ikuva by all the avodos by carbon chatas? So El Amakra. Ve'zos ha'torah la'olo la'mincha v'cholu. So that same pasuk that we always come back to. Hikishu ha'kasav l'shlamim. All the korbanos are compared to shlamim. Ha'shlamim, bein sheni kodesh, bein sheni bayin l'bina l'shma l'mitzvah. Just like shlamim, you need all the kavanos l'chadchila. Avchatas, bein sheni kodesh, bein sheni bayin l'bina l'shma l'mitzvah. So to v'chatas, you need all the kavanos l'mitzvah. Hilkach, mitzvah mishlamim. That's where the story ends by shlamim. So it's l'chadchila only by shlamim. V'hanach kroi la'akev. But all these other pasukim that we quoted by each of the chatos, that's the second pasuk that's used for each of the contexts to be ma'akev these kavanos. So one of them is this pasuk of Zos HaTorah, and then you add in all the other pasukim to say Isli Kuva, Shana HaKasav La'akev. Fine. So the Gemara says that works by all these mentioned already. Mitzora, Nazir, and a regular chatos chelef. But there are other types of unique chatos that don't fit into the regular rules. Chadas to avodas kochavim. We learn Parsha Shlach. special karban that if Bnei Yisrael worship Avodah Zarah b'shogeg, so they bring our special karban. We discussed this back in Harios. Special karban there. Or chatas tishmias kol bidas v'svayim v'tumas mikdash v'kadashav. Those are the three averos that you bring an olav yored for. In Vayikra, Perek Dal, when it talks about all the karbanos chatas, the special karban chatas, so besides the regular chatas, and besides the chatas nasi, and the chatas kohen gadol, and the parayim davar shal tzibur, there's also certain three averos. Three averos, for some reason, xeris akasiv, these three averos, you bring a ola v'yored. Depending on how your tax bracket, you bring a cow, you bring a sheep, or you bring flour, bring a bird, bring flour, right? These three, shmias kol, what shmias kol? That's shvuas ha'edus. We discussed that back in the fourth parak of Masechta Shvuas. Shvuas meaning if somebody comes to me and says, testify for me, because you know that Reuven owes me $100, and I and another person refuse to testify. So I deny and I swear that I don't know in testimony. So that's Shvuas Ha'edus. I swear about knowing Ha'edus, and it comes out that I lied. So that I have to bring a carbon Shvuas Ha'edus. That's Shmias Kol, about hearing a voice. Bitui Svasayim, that's Shvuas Bitui. We discuss all of the types of Shvuas Bituis. I swear that a tree is a rock. I swear that a rock is a tree. I swear that I ate today. I swear that I didn't eat today. All the Shvuas Bituis. Shvuas Bitui, Shvuas Shav. Got to remember the categories there. Or Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. If I went into the Beis HaMikdash or ate a carbon when I was Betuma. So all of those are all the Vyorates. So, Delok Sivu, doesn't say Lachatas there, so Minalan. How do you know by all of these are considered Karbanas Chatas, and therefore their Kavanas would be Ma'akev? So, Chatas Avas Kochavim, Asim Chatas Chelev, Shekin Karis Kamosa. Avodah Zarah is fine, because that also has Karis, you can learn it from Chatas Chelev. Vahanach Kulhi, Asim B'ma'atzad. And all the Yoreds, put all the other ones together, and you can learn it. Right, yeah, Rashi explains how you learn it, because each one, all of them together, there's nothing to say, oh, they're all unique in contrast to the Olav Yoritz. So that's why you can learn the Olav Yoritz. The Ramban has a line where he tries to describe, to explain, the Ramban in Parashas Vayikra, why Dafka these three Averis? Why these three Averis out of all the Averis? Why are we basically Mako? We're Mako by these three Averis, right? We allow you to bring a cheaper carbon if you can't afford it. So the Ramban says, maybe by V'yitachin, this is Perek Hey, Pasuk Zayin. V'yitachin is possible. Shatam b'shvuas v'b'nei she'ine v'chayvi krisas. Number one, by shvuas eidus, because there's no chiyuv karis if you did it b'mezid. Most of the other carbon is chadas, if you did it b'mezid, you got chayv karis. So by you swear falsely, it's not chayv karis. And what about tumas mikdash v'kadashav? Most of the time, v'b'nei she'u tov b'dvar mitzvah. Most of them you're doing a mitzvah. You're eating a karban, you're working in the base of mikdash, and you were tameh, you didn't realize it. So most of them you're doing a mitzvah. So that is why in all these cases, afal pisha chait bahalomas hatuma ribalo akas of kaparis. There is a little more makel on you. The Ramban tries, other Rishon, the Nitziv tries. So that is all related to chatas all of the yoreds. Why are they unique? One other question, Mazdov. One other question that we have. And that is the Rishonim deal with. Shvuas Ha'edus, forget a karban. Why don't I owe him money? If I know that Reuven owes you $100, and I deny knowing. So that's Shvuas Ha'edus. What about money? Do I have to pay him? So the Gemara says at the beginning of the sixth parak of Baba Kama, the beginning of Akonis, this is one of the Chayiv Patim Midei Adam or Chayiv Midei Shemayim. One of those on the whole list there. The Gemara has a whole brisa there of Patim Midei Adams and Chayiv Midei Shemayim. So why? Why aren't I chayiv b'dinei adam? I caused the guy a loss. So, the Ramban asked this kasha. The Ramban in Kuntres Dina de Garmi. I haven't mentioned that in a long time. The Ramban has a whole Kuntres on Kuntres Dina de Garmi, where the Ramban goes through every case in Shas, where you should be chayiv, you shouldn't be chayiv, where you cause somebody a loss, and for some reason you're not chayiv. So, and he goes through the categories of grama, indirect damage, maisa yashir, direct damage, and garmi, which is somewhere in the middle. I burn a star of yours that says you're owed $100. So it's indirect. So here he talks about that. By Shavuot Seidus, why aren't you chayiv money? Why aren't you chayiv? So it says the Ramban, v'tayma demilsa, sha'af hu eino chayiv lahoid lo elamidin gemilas chasadim, shachiva torah lahoid. What's the root of testifying on somebody's behalf? Chesed. Did I cause you a loss directly? No, I didn't. V'im lo ratzel l'kayim osa mitzvah, if I don't want to do chesed, ein min adin l'chayv o mamon. Right, I'm not going to be, I didn't smash something of yours. I wasn't mazik you. It's similar to, I see something of yours and I don't save it. I don't return a lost object of yours. Indirectly. But that's not enough called to be called garmi to be able to be chayev. That's the Ramban. Because it's based on chesed. Masha enkin, unlike, but it's yayish men of logadra, to keep it to chayev, if I let my kilayim go across and go into your property and create kilayah karem, so there, that's more of a direct act. Shu maziko b'yeyush v'kfanafei ma'osrin hu gori ma'isr. Aval mi she'ena rotza lahayt pater, she'ena lochi of mamon ela midera kemilas chesed. L'mazet dome, l'mi she'ro akiso shachaveiro oved, v'ena matzilo. I see your wallet and I don't pick it up and return it. And then it gets stolen. So that's what it's like. Right? So that's the Ramban said, that's why you're not chayiv here, because the root of testifying on somebody's behalf, at root, is chesed. Fascinating question. The Mishpatei HaTorah, the sefer that came out a couple of years ago in Bava Kamma, that's halacha l'maisa cases related to Bava Kamma. So there, on that daf, in Daf Nun Vav, in Bava Kamma, it quotes a case, I don't know if these cases are real, or just made-up cases, She'ila. Adam chiyeg bebeiso l'tak kol ishel chaveiro. What happens? Somehow I get into your voicemail. I get into your voicemail and I erase your messages. I erase your messages. And one of the messages was a job offer. Was a job offer that you would have really wanted. You would have taken the job, and because of that, you don't get the job. V'chulu v'chulu. So Adam hamocheka hodaot chayav l'shalim l'chaveru pitzui kaspi avur hefset shenigram lo. If I erase your messages as a practical joke, right? Am I chayev you? Dini mamonis? Monetarily? I caused you a loss. What if it was my, somebody was telling me to invest in something? Right? Is that the, do you have to pay? So he quotes this. He quotes this case, like that Ramban. Okay, it's indirect. Is this more direct than just testifying? Yudavka went in and actively erased his messages. So, interesting question. He talks about it here. Is this grama? Is this garmi? But Baba Kama is alive. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan. Pesach bizmano shelishmo. So now we're talking back to Karman Pesach. Pesach and Chatas. That's what these Zafim are about. So Karman Pesach bizmano lishmo kosher. That's what you're supposed to do. If I shech the Karman Pesach bizmano lishmo, that's kosher. That's what I'm supposed to do on Erev Pesach. Shelo lishmo, if I shech the Karman Pesach bizmano shelo lishmo apostle. That's what we said. Ubishar yemos hashana. What about the rest of the days of the year? Meaning, let's say I lost my Karman Pesach, I got another one, and now I found my original one a week later. So it's Pesach shelo bizmano. So, lishmo pasul, if I shecht a leftover Karman Pesach, not on Pesach, lishmo, l'shein the Karman Pesach pasul, why? It's not bizman of the Karman Pesach. It's not bizman. What about Pesach Sheni? But that might be considered bizmano. So, lishmo would be pasul. Why is it pasul? Rashi quotes, because the Torah says many times, erev Pesach is this time, shana kasav la'akev. Tosa says it's mechusar zman. Mechusar zman. That's why you don't need a shana kasav la'akev for that. If you have a carbon that's mechusar zman, it's pasul. Interesting. Tosas quotes this. See the Tosas lishmo. He quotes kuntris to the chazal mosayu. It's mechusar zman. That's not our Rashi. And then he quotes v'rabenu shai. I mean Rabbeinu Shlomo Yitzchaki. Rashi higi v'chuvu. So he quotes Rabbeinu shai and kuntris in the same Tosas. Does he have art to our Rashi that doesn't think is Rashi? Interesting, just people who he's quoting. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Ubishayim Mos Hashana, the rest of the days of the year, Lishma Apostle, Vishadak and Pesach Lishma, it's Apostle, Shalom Lishma Kosher. If I Shadak Pesach Shalom Lishma, when it's not Pesach, it's kosher. Fine. Mino Animili, how do you know this? Well, even one step back, and that is the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Ayin Gimel is a very important machlokas. The Gemara there says, a Pesach Shalom Bismano, as we've mentioned, turns into a Shlamim. Does it automatically turn into a shlamim? Or do you have to be ma'akir the shame Pesach to turn into a shlamim? Do you need a kira shame? That's a discussion there. And the Gemara, fascinating, compares it to, what would you compare it to? Asham shenitek laraya. We discussed a couple of days ago. You have a few of these cases where you have karbanas that magically change into other karbanas. You have an asham that the owner died, it turns into an ola. Machlokas, we had Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Is it automatic? Is it daraisa? Is it rabbanan? But the Gemara there compares it to a Pesach that goes into a shlamim. But that is an interesting gemara. So let me not immediately. So how do you know? How do we know? What's the question? How do you know what? How do you know that in the rest of the days of the year, if you shecht a Pesach shelo lishmo, it's kosher? Amar avod shmuel amar kra v'yim minatzon karbano lezevach shlamim lashem. If from a sheep you bring your carbon, lezevach shlamim lashem. So we darshan dover haba minatzon, something that comes from sheep, yehei lezevach shlamim, is going to be for a shlamim. We darshan that means moser Pesach. So Gemara says, "Ema shlamim in midi achrini lo." Maybe only if you think shlamim, But if you think any other carbon, it would be pasul. So I said, no, I'm Rabbi Ila, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, lizevach, l'rabos kol zevach. If you think any shalo lishma thought, it turns into a shlamim. So Gemara says, maybe not. Ema called a shachet levi kamosa. Maybe the chiddush of the pasuk is that whatever carbon you think of it, that's the, what it turns into. If you think shlamim, it turns into a shlamim. If you think ola, it turns into an ola. So iav iksiv l'shlamim v'zevach kidaka amrit. If the pasuk had said for shlamim and it's a carbon, fine. But hatra d'chsiv l'zevach shlamim, whatever zevach you think shlamim, that's what we say it means. L'kol d'shachet lei shlamim levi. Whatever you think, it will be a shlamim. What was the havamina? The havamina was that you the machshava will label the carbon. The maskana is always a shlamim. So in the Dvira Kodesh, one of my favorite svarim on zvachim, because I found the whole sugi about carbon, a chiddush and carbon usherim in here when I learned zvachim 15 years ago. So the Dvira Kodesh. Remember, Rav and Bnei Brak, they learned Zvachim for 15 years on Shabbos afternoon. So he wrote a sefer on Zvachim. So there he quotes, what's the Havamina, what's the Maskana? He quotes, the Havamina was that the whole label of Shlamim comes from the Machshava. And therefore, you might have thought, if Machshava Shlamim turns into a Shlamim, maybe Machshava of another carbon turns into another carbon. What's the Maskana? No, the Maskana is that inherently, every Pesach is a Shlamim. You just have to uncover it a little bit. It's not that the machshava does anything. Inherently, in this Pesach is a hidden carbon shlamim. Bechefsa, deina machshava po'el ha'shev l'shlamim, el t'b'charben pekesav munach shlamim. V'rak boi lakar, b'menu shem Pesach. You just have to take off the cover. V'kosh ha'choshev, b'machshava shlo l'shma, nekla shem Pesach, and amela, shlamim is uncovered. Okay, finishing up, one more minute. Eim l'zevach klal shlamim prat. Maybe, again, dashing it differently. L'zevach is klal, shlamim is prat. Klal prat ein b'chal amal shem prat. Shlamim in midi achrini lo. Maybe only if you think shlamim. Again, we're trying. That's when a Pesach is kosher, but not if you think any other carbon. L'ashem ha'dev ha'klal. No, l'ashem is the, it's klal prat ha'klal, and therefore shlamim is a category, not a specific detail. Maskalar of Yaakov Minar Pekod, Valadami Kolabasra, Lakolakama. I, the two klalim are not similar, like we had earlier. Kolakama Marbi Zvachim Vesulo. The first klal, which says Lazavach and includes all avodos. Kolabasra, Lashem, called the Lashem. Right? Lashem includes everything, not only animals. Afilu Laofos, Afilu Menachos. Even if you think Lashem Achatos Haof, or if you think a Kerben Mincha. So how could you call this a klal l'prat klal? Answer the Gemara, no problem. Hatana to be Rabbi Shmuel, b'chol l'prat darish ki agavne, and Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, they darshan klal l'prat like this. And therefore, klal l'prat klal, iyata da'elken prat, it is a klal l'prat klal, and therefore, ma prat mufurish, shehu shalol l'shma v'kasher, avkal shalol l'shma v'kasher. Therefore, any machshava shalol l'shma on a Pesach, shalol bizmano, is going to be kosher, and it's going to be considered a carbon shlamim. One more line. Maybe it should be limited somewhat to carbonos that can be volunteered. All of the shlamim in chatas v'asham lo. If I check the Pesach, shalol bizmano, l'shem chatas, maybe it should be pasul. Ela lezevach ribuyahu. Now, lezevach, that word is a ribuy, it's a totally extra word, and therefore it's marbe all karbanas that I think of. Okay, we'll stop here. By the Hashem, the parsha shir should be, we uploaded it yesterday, so if it's not up yet, hopefully it'll be up soon. The parsha from last night, and we continue.